Hey, I'm Michael from DistroMic, and today we're going to be describing the differences between HHC and THC. Now, there are many different types of THC in the market. You have Delta 9 THC, Delta 8, Delta 10, Delta 11. For today's video, I'm going to be describing the differences between HHC and true, real Delta 9 cannabis, whether that being flower or vapes. So, HHC stands for hexahydrocannabinol. THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol. They are very, very similar in molecule structure and in overall effects. The big difference being HHC is going to have one additional hydrogen molecule added, converting THC into HHC. Now, THC, for the most part, can only be purchased legally in dispensaries, in a legal or recreational or medical state. HHC, however, is not a true type of cannabis product. It was legalized through the 2018 Farm Bill and is being sold in smoke shops, gas stations, and convenience stores sort of all over the country. Now, effects-wise, HHC, at least when vaped, it offers a very sort of powerful head high. It is uplifting, it's elevating. You're still able to focus and get stuff done. So if someone's wanting to be high throughout the day, I really recommend they smoke HHC instead of, say, Delta 8 or Delta 9 cannabis. In the HHC vape form, you don't really have sort of a come down. So you're able to smoke, you get high, and then you just sort of get unhigh without getting groggy or tired or lazy. Now with cannabis, on the other hand, if you smoke a blunt or you smoke a bong or a bowl or smoke a cannabis vape throughout the day, you do start to come down off that high. And when you come down off that high, you may get a little irritable, tired, grouchy, cranky, lazy, a variety of different things. Now, I prefer Delta 9 cannabis over HHC, but in most markets across the country, high quality Delta 9 cannabis is not readily available, but HHC is. HHC is going to be very smooth. It's probably one of the smoothest vapes that you can smoke, much smoother than Delta 8 and quite a bit smoother than Delta 9 cannabis, at least if terped right and manufactured right. So if you're looking for an enjoyable, uplifting high that you can smoke throughout the day, definitely recommend HHC. If you're looking to be more couch locked, more of that sort of baked, stoned, lazy feeling, I would recommend probably a blunt or a bong or some cannabis flower, something with the terpenes. The terpenes in cannabis really alter the effects of THC. So it's not necessarily the THC making you feel a certain type of high. It's the terpenes mixed with the THC effects that make you feel sort of your indica high versus your sativa high. One of the downsides for a lot of people with smoking cannabis these days is it's almost too powerful in a sense, meaning the THC levels are way too high, and it causes people to get a lot of anxiety and anxiousness and sort of have unpleasant highs. In my experience, HHC does not have that same sort of unpleasant, anxious feeling. A lot of people say they are able to smoke HHC and have it be a very enjoyable, nice high. But if they smoke real Delta 9 cannabis, they get anxious. They sort of feel uneasy in their skin, and it's an unenjoyable experience. So if you're interested in trying out HHC, head over to our website, bakedhhc.com. We were the world's first HHC company. We brought the first HHC brand to market. And if you go and purchase something off our site, I've got a special discount code for you today. Enter code HHC versus THC. So HHC vs THC. You'll get 25% off your first order. Thank you for tuning in. We are DistroMic, the educational hub for everything CBD, vape, and more. We'll talk to you next time.